quite important things. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, January the 14th, 2018. On this date in history, 1968, the Green Bay Packers of the NFL defeated the AFL's Oakland Raiders 33-14 in the second AFL-NFL World Championship game. We call it the Super Bowl now, and we have pushed it back to February. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias and we love them. I personally am driving a brand new 2018 Kia Niro, the highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017, and I am impressed. My gas mileage is crazy good. It has an EPA rated 51 miles per gallon city. Redding Kia has 36 Niros in stock and on the way, and all come with the complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Buy or lease a new Kia from Redding Kia and you'll never pay for an oil change for as long as you own your car. That saves a lot of money. And have you seen the new 2018 Kia Stinger GT? It packs 365 horsepower with the available twin-turbo six-cylinder. The performance is mind-blowing. No wonder Stinger is a finalist for the North American Car of the Year. This is the car everyone's talking about, so see the Stinger today at Redding Kia and be ready to drive it home. Great cars, big savings, America's best new car warranty. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds, as we rush to the mic for another target-rich environment news day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, you can't make half of this crap up, but hold on a second.
Somebody's computer
is
on.
Yeah, we've got a six-second delay. My mic's falling out of the deal.
It was a drop-the-mic moment.
It's not mine.
Mine's off.
My headphones are muted.
Mine are down.
Who is it? Oh.
It's the phone.
I bet it's the
phone.
We found him.
We're listening to ourselves on the air.
Actually, I can't take the...
Too many devices.
Oh, tell me about it. I can't take the computer into the shower, so I take the phone and I set it on the shelves so I can listen to State of Jefferson in the morning while I'm showering and getting ready.
Please don't turn on FaceTime by mistake when you do that.
There ain't nothing like some Terry Repose in the shower.
Terry Repose in the shower. Oh, please stop.
Too much information.
No, don't say it isn't so. Okay, I think we're kind of getting together here. Bob looks like he's got something to talk about. I'm not sure what, but maybe.
No, he's giddy. He's just giddy over there this morning.
I'm trying to keep a straight face.
I'm still getting over my cold. I feel better, though. And anyway, good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I am once again your host. It is Sunday, January 14th, 2018, if you can believe it. Let's see, we're streaming worldwide from the Planet Daily. No, I guess we're on the Planet Daily. Standing for truth, justice, and the American way. Where's the Superman music? What the hell's going on here?
Maybe you're on the Planet Daily.
That was my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, considering she's, you know, Superman's sister. There we go.
There we go. There's
dun, da, da. You gotta have a catchy name like Kara or something, right? Linda? Really?
Leave it to our parents.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Bam!
I like that. Bam! It's like a ricochet rabbit here.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth.
Okay, Bob. I like that. Strange visitor from another planet. Maybe we should.
He'll fit right into California.
Exactly. Yeah, Superman. You know, goes to California to oversee all the fruits, nuts, and flakes, and other cereal boxes, I guess. But anyway,
oh, hell, I'm going back to Krypton.
Can't blame him.
Truth, justice, and the American way. Wow, you can go to the chat room, KCNR1460.com. Or you can call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcasted and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. It is a target-rich environment today. I mean, good grief, there's so much going on. You can't even. If we were writing a novel, we'd run out of paper. There's so much crap to report. We've got today, we're going to be talking, we got an interview with Dwayne Elmer. Is his name and his horse Hellboy? Hellboy kind of was silent in the interview, but
not a lot to say.
Well, he you know, you could ask him what his age was and yeah. You know, things like that. Or hello, Miss Wilbur. But Wilbur.
Do that pretty good. I'm just saying.
So, we'd like to thank Robert Exeter for slicing that audio together, or splicing it instead of slicing it.
Dicing it.
Slicing. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a Ginsu commercial for, what's that? What's the name of that company? Roku, but that's not it.
No,
Popey or.
Well, there was Vector. They were the big knife people
Vector,
for a while.
Ron, never mind. Anyway.
Ronco.
Ronco, that's the one I was looking for. From Ronco.
There you go. O.J. Simpson, Ginsu knives.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah, we probably don't want to touch that one because we could really run with that. O.J. just got out not too long ago. I think he committed a crime right afterwards, didn't he, again? I mean.
Did he?
I think so. I think he strong-armed somebody or something. I don't remember. I'll have to look it up, but not that it matters because...
He was in a bar with his pals watching the Buffalo Bills playoff game last Sunday.
Oh. Well, maybe he didn't commit it. I guess it depends on the severity of the crime, you know. You kill somebody, you know, it's a little more than if you, you know, maybe slap them around or... I don't know. What was the last one? He strong-armed all his guys.
Yeah, in the motel room for his rings.
His,
and stuff,
his memorabilia.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went in there and held them up.
Oh, at the point of a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. He come in with all his peeps, you know, and...
He didn't do nothing wrong.
I was just trying to get my stuff back.
That's right. You see this? Don't make me put my Mac hang down. That's kind of, you know, different than, hey, could I have my stuff back, please?
Anyway, I believe we got a caller on the line that we probably want to get to before we get going too far here.
Mary wanted to make a quick comment. It was actually left over from Jefferson State of Mind, since we took gubernatorial candidate Nicholas Wildstar right up to the end of the show. So Mary just wanted to comment.
All righty.
All right. What you got for us, Mary?
I hope your candidate is still looking. But prior to this show, you know, I did have visions of sugar plums, and now after the show started, I'm laughing so hard. But anyway, because I have images of the shower. Anyway, I wanted to say
please
to the candidate.
Keep it to yourself.
I wanted to say to the candidate,
I'm singing
in the morning. Put on your boots. You're going to be walking through an awful lot of mud trying to challenge that seat. It's going to be scary, and they're going to throw everything at you. But good luck, and we will pray for you going forward.
Yeah, including who knows what else besides words and mud.
There are no elections in the state of California. There's simply the passage to the next line of secession.
Yeah, you got to go to Kiss Moonbeam's ring, and it's Moonbeamatopia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, come here.
An election in California. What a concept.
I come to you this day on the day of your daughter's wedding.
Exactly.
What can I do for you, Godfather?
Yeah, how well do elections work in California? Ask Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all rigged.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, Mikey, I never wanted this for you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get refocused here. I need to change glasses because I was wondering why the screen was so blurry. And now I've discovered it. It's the wrong pair of glasses. Hold on. Wow!
Didn't change much.
Everything's cleared up.
It's not your eyes. It's the screen is malfunctioning.
That's right.
Obviously.
Damn screen. Get the fonts right. Google. Well, we got a little bit to talk about with the old Google guys and all them. Jeez. You know, so now they got a hidden camera that James O'Keefe went to Twitter and I posted it on Sovereign Minds. We don't have time to go through it all, but talking about shadow banning, they just sit there and I thought I was getting all my content out to everybody, except that that guy's for Trump. So you're posting all this stuff and it's not going to any of your friends.
Yeah. Little did you know it was not being passed along.
How come no one's engaging with me?
Yeah, exactly. So I would highly recommend that you go check that video out on YouTube. Hidden camera. Twitter engineers ban a way of talking through shadow banning.
Shadow
banning. That's right. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of Google?
Does shadow do?
Does shadow do? Oh, boy. So let's see. I want to talk. We've got these interview that we did on Thursday, I guess it was, with Dwayne Elmer and Hellboy, who, you know, Hellboy's his horse.
Mm-hmm.
And he rode through town the other day with his horse because he's high profiling and trying to get it out to the public that, you know, what was happening about the Malheur Reserve incident up there in Oregon. And he's going to prison for a year in Lompoc, and he's riding his horse down there 1,100 miles. And so we did an interview, and we've got segments. And so we're not going to do the whole thing this week, but we're going to play some segments this week, and then we'll kick them down next week, some more segments. And in the meantime, we'll report all this breaking news that's coming through. And so I'm going to have Bob try to key some of that stuff up I sent to him. We're kind of running on a shoestring as far as the technology. Did you get that all, Bob?
Well, I did. On the first email, there's five clips. Is that
yes.
what you're looking for?
Yeah, okay. So we want to start with that one. And I think the first clip is like, well, let me get there so I can mirror what you're doing here, because I have like three segments of this thing. So the one should have been titled in the tagline, Dwayne. Is that the one you got up?
Oh, in the subject line?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So that's where we want to start out. And, you know, Dwayne Emmer, I guess is how you pronounce his name. You know, he's a simple rancher guy up there in Oregon who got caught up in this deal, in this sting operation, as we find out more and more. He was just a guy that was riding over there because he heard there was terrorists over there in the Malheur Reservoir, and he thought they were the kind that were sporting turbans and camels. And I don't know, terrorists don't have camels anymore. Maybe not.
They could.
Yeah, I guess it depends on which country
they're in. Yeah, it depends on where they're located.
Yeah. Afghanistan, I think it's turbans and sheep. But...
Well, leave that one alone.
Could be. Don't forget Man Boy Thursdays.
Excuse me. Well, so we want to play that segment, but we've also got all this other stuff. There's the Uranium One indictment that was unsealed. There's just so much going on here. So let's start there and go ahead and play that. This is an interview we did with Dwayne on Thursday, and we'll play some segments and we'll talk about them. And go ahead, Bob.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that exactly. What did happen? I mean, you were talking to me a little while ago, and you're basically going to spend a year in prison for digging a hole?
Yes.
I mean, that sounds pretty outrageous. You can't make that kind of crap up.
It is pretty outrageous. Now, there's men that have murdered people that have less of a sentence than I have for digging a hole.
Now, when you say digging a hole, I mean...
It was a two-man foxhole.
What were you actually charged with?
I was charged with deprivation, which meant I lowered the property value of the game refuge.
By digging a hole. How big was the hole?
The hole was 4 foot by 7 foot, 8 foot maybe.
Okay, so we'll clarify that. You weren't actually digging it with a caterpillar or anything.
No, I used the excavator.
Oh, you got to use the CSC as an excavator.
Yeah, okay. A 330 cat excavator.
Okay, and how deep was the hole?
It was probably 5'8".
Okay, so 4x4x5'8", and it pretty much ruined the Malheur Reserve.
Yep. That's what they claim.
That's what they claim. But you've got to tell them, too, where on the easement that was in the parking lot.
Right, that was next to a parking lot on an abandoned road.
Okay.
Okay. So a road was put in like, the 30s. Then they added a parking lot. Right? And they used it as a beef-producing facility for the area.
And basically you were digging a foxhole.
Yep. That's it.
Okay, so, wow. So let's see. I'm going to prison because I dug a hole.
Using a government excavator that was at the reserve to dig holes with.
Yeah. And in the hole was dirt.
Dirt.
Yeah, dirt. And so that devalued the whole reserve.
So how is it when the government uses an excavator to dig a hole on the reserve, there's no depredation of value, but when a citizen does it, there is?
Well, how is it that if I sold uranium to Russia, that I would be in prison? And if Hillary sells uranium to Russia, she gets elected president or not?
Because your last name doesn't start with the right letter?
Weird. Mm. So the real deal is there are two sets of rules, and we're starting to see...
I think you get yourself like a sheet and a weird hat, and you just run around this great big owl in this place called the Bohemian Grove. That's how you start. That's how you get into the uranium sales.
Yeah, you got to do that, too, and then put the turban on. And
yeah.
I don't know. So, I don't know. Crazy.
Yeah.
But go ahead and key the next one up, Robert.
The Indian artifact.
The Indian artifact, because this was... he was charged with, digging this hole on Indian sacred land.
That's strange. I thought it was a Federal Reserve.
Well, the sacred land when we want them.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I dug this hole. It was probably 5'8" deep, maybe 7-8 foot long. You know,
not any real damage. Did you run into any pipes or any wires?
No,
or?
The first scoop of dirt, I hit an old Native American TV cable.
So you actually found some Indian artifacts, some old Budweiser cans, I have to say.
No, no. The government charged me $750,000 for archaeological survey for digging this hole.
Well, they tried to charge you that much, yeah.
Well, it sounds like kind of what they did to the Bundys down there on the Bundy Ranch deal. I mean, they basically trumped up $9,000 of the grazing right fees and turned it into $2 million by the time they got through with their fines and their fees and their penalties and all that crap. So the government has a way of making you a debt slave one way or another.
Right. And so what my lawyer suggested is if I offered the Paiute Indians $10,000... they had
over sort of like a restitution thing?
A restitution payment of $10,000 that the government couldn't come back after me for the $750,000, which they were trying to get.
So did you do that?
Yeah.
And so you paid them $10,000?
I agreed to pay him $10,000.
It's part of the sentence. That was
good. Good grief. That is
so the Paiute.
That was outrageous. Good grief.
If he's not paid, they will take up to $100 to $150 out of his commissary each month to work on restitution.
So when they say pay immediately, that's where it's going to come from, folks.
We might want to get a fund started or something here.
I dug a hole. There was no archaeological evidence out of the 17 semi-loads of dirt that they say they sifted through with no artifacts.
But they're saying this was an Indian, a spiritual Indian site of some sort?
They said it was a burial ground.
It was a burial ground.
Right. There was never any sign of artifacts or any...
Was there any
anything.
Other thing around?
There was a forensics investigation.
They had a thorough forensic investigation that they billed me for in court to trump up the property value charges.
Is there any other Indian and stuff in the area right
now? Yeah, there. It's in the area.
There is in the area.
But it wasn't anything to
do... But it's not designated as any kind of tribal land or any kind of thing for the Indians. Or
it's a bird refuge.
It's a bird refuge.
They used to be Native American until they were chased off their land years ago and marched to Yakima.
And they ranchers, hundreds of ranchers owned it. And homestead land.
And then they put out hundreds of ranchers out of business and assumed their property illegally and never took the steps it took to own the land.
So that's the BLM, and that's pretty what most of this fight is about, is the fact that the BLM has exceeded their authority as far as owning property or controlling property in America according to constitutional law, 10 square miles, Washington, D.C., forts, ports, and courts, and all that stuff. So they're way out of bounds, and they've done this by putting fees on top of the grazing rights and the land rights so that the property users, I guess is the best way to put it, the ranchers who have been having these property rights for, sometimes 150 years or better or whatever, these things have been handed down and purchased for family generation to generation. So they stack up fees, and then after they can't, pay the fees, they confiscate the land. Is that sort of what's happening?
Right, or they take them to court time and time again like they did the Hammonds. Ever since 1964, they purchased their new ranch, and they were taken to court multiple times and systematically attacked water rights issues, fence issues,
issues. Just looking for some way to put them out of business.
Right.
It sounds like.
And EPA issues.
Right. And they got the full federal government behind them. And, you got a little ranch family out there that has to start going and paying all these legal fees.
What is so sad about the Hammonds case is they said their case would have been dropped totally if they signed over 20% of their land to BLM.
It was two-thirds of their land.
Yeah.
So in other words, this is a land grab.
This is extortion by the government.
Right.
Okay. And it's documented extortion by the government.
Okay, so we know that a lot of this was charged with because the fire spread off their property. They were charged. Explain that to us. And who are the Hammonds? Wayne and Ryan? Is that
Dwight?
Dwight and Stephen.
Dwight. I'm sorry.
It's okay. There's a lot of names. There's a lot of political
prisoners. Right. Absolutely.
Now, BLM lit a fire to deliberately burn out their ranch.
So it was BLM who lit the fire.
Hold on. BLM lit a fire to deliberately burn out their ranch. They lit a fire,
a backfire,
to save all of the winter feed.
And it burned across the fence on their allotment, 127 acres.
So the whole thing was over 127 acres on the
sagebrush.
Of sagebrush.
That is now worth more than it was back then.
Now, the word through the grapevine is that there's actually uranium deposits.
There is. And if you look at the geological survey map of the refuge, you'll find out all these stolen pieces of land had high concentrations of minerals.
I see. And that wouldn't have anything to do with, like, selling secrets to the Russians or 20% of our uranium being sold to Putin or anything like that, right?
It has everything to do with the Clinton Foundation as a whole.
And that seems to be... Now, that should be... I think the tide is turning because we got new investigations that were actually just opened recently by the FBI out of Little Rock, for whatever that's worth, trusting our government to do an actual investigation. People should be being handcuffed at this point and indicted and charged. But do you think that this is all going to come out and maybe help your case?
Now, Pete Centelli is the newscaster that broke this story, and what the government did is throw him in prison for 2 years.
Okay.
He is what I'm doing right now.
He's
terrorism, according to
the... We've got the door locked, so relax.
Roger
that. Well, I'm carrying.
The people, the government does not knock on doors.
Right, they just bust through them.
That's right.
I understand.
And so they ruin people's life by throwing good people that are documented the atrocities of the government. They ruin their life and take everything they have and put them in prison. And that's what's happened.
Well, we've also got this recent documents from Larry Wooten, who basically is a whistleblower working for the BLM, saw what was happening there with the FBI and the BLM. And, I mean, they actually had a kill list, and they were bragging about how they, people had committed suicide after they pressured them.
Before we get to that, which is extremely important, may I ask, go back to the artifacts really quick, because there's another very valuable point there before we get too far away from it.
Absolutely.
In regards to the artifacts that were found at the refuge by the people that stood there in a peaceful protest, what condition were those artifacts in? Can you tell me?
There is a lot of artifacts just laying in the mud out in front of the doors, using them as the doorstops. The U.S. government and the BLM did not take care of any of the Paiute artifacts. We went through, cleaned the place up, made sure they were safe. We called the leaders of all the tribes that said, hey, this is where your artifacts are. If you want to come and inspect them, we would want you to come out to the refuge and they're your artifacts, so you could handle them any way you want.
Was there a video by LaVoy Thinicum that showed the artifacts so the Paiutes can see their own artifacts, that they're safe, but they're in disrepair or disarray?
Yeah, and we were told by the tribes that they really didn't care about the artifacts.
Mm.
Why we were at the refuge. I also called the Yakima Nation tribe to get representatives come down to the refuge when we were at the refuge, and the only tribe that responded is the Celeste tribe, and they did come out, go through all the artifacts, made sure that they were all taken care of and nothing was harmed.
Well, go ahead, Bob.
No,
that's it. Oh, okay. Excuse me. Well, let's go to a break then, and we'll come back, and we got a couple more segments to play, and then some more news to cover, and go over some different things. And you're listening to KCNR 1460 at KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North.
Okay, if you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Most people buy what they need. Some buy what they want. up green. I'm being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. Learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. They still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery, being alone. Die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
Hey, music lovers, Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the rhythm sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace the musical tell the story of the famous song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her Boxed Wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and will kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evancho. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care, so call me crazy. We can live in a world that we desire.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. That's from The Greatest Showman. You know, I highly recommend that you go see that. Not a big musical man kind of guy myself, but I'll tell you what, it's got a great message in the show, and it's a really good movie. It'll leave you with a good feeling when you get out of there. So, with that, let's go back to our clips on... With Dwayne Emmer and talking about this incident up at the Malheur Reserve. I don't know why I have such problems saying that all the time. Malheur Reserve. We've got a couple more clips on him and talking about what happened up there and how the government has targeted people, targeted ranchers, you know, the big land grab. You know, what happened with the Bundys was not the first event. And the Hammonds were not the first event. And so it's been happening, over the last 5, 10, 20 years, is that the federal government has been targeting our ranchers and basically stealing their land through the guise of, environmental regulations, under all these different edicts of regulations that allows the federal government to take over property. So it's really out of control, but the Bundys were vindicated. I think that you're going to see more and more of the people coming out of the woodwork to start fighting this stuff. But here's a guy who dug a hole on the side of a road in the middle of a bird reserve, basically because he was being targeted by the government with sniper rifles. And now he's going to be prison for a year with restitution for basically doing nothing. So, we got a radio on here. Is it me? Must be me. There we go. Anyway, so go ahead and play the clip, Bob. And, more and more and more we're going to be hitting on this as you see and hear what's happening or what happened and understanding that the federal government, especially the deep state, we want to talk about that more and more and more. Is not
the real government.
Is real. It's not a matter of just a bunch of right wing tinfoil hat conspiracy nuts that talk about the deep state. You know, it's not a George Norrie type of situation where we've got aliens coming down in the middle of the night and talking to us and communing with the sheep. But sorry, go ahead and hit it, Bob.
All right, here's more of Dwayne.
How big is the building there? Is it very big?
Well, there's a whole lot of buildings there. There's the original 1853 wagon train stop, Elliott wagon train stop, which is a nice rock barn, 3-stall milk stall, loft, a very beautiful building. Had about 4 foot of household garbage in this building. I mean, there was 10 inches of rat. 6 to 10 inches of racket on the floor and on top of the garbage. I mean, it was...
Is any of this documented?
It's all documented. So what I did for the month that I was there is I cleaned up the wagon train stop, cleaned it all up, put it back in service, put my horse in it, so I was sleeping outside in the, negative 30, negative 20 weather?
At least negative 20 at times, yeah.
And then I moved into the barn, and I was uptown then. You know, nice and warm.
There's
you know,
a roof over your head.
And I cover this. I was
blocked from the wind. Right. And but it was a beautiful, old, historic structure that should have been taken care of, and it wasn't taken care of by our government.
Well, so here's a guy, he's out there sleeping with his horse, you know, and, you know, minus 20 degree weather, digging holes with a backhoe because he's afraid of snipers from the federal government. And why was he there in the first place? I mean, that's a big question. Why was he there in the first place? Go ahead and get that next clip up, Bob, and you'll find that the reason that he was there is quite surprising.
And there's also a lot of contractors at one point that were willing to talk but have since been intimidated and scared away, telling us that the government wasn't taking the lowest bid, as they're supposed to do, but they were looking purposefully and willfully for the highest bid to spend as much money as possible.
That's right.
Towards the refuge.
Because
and I've seen what it looks like now, and it's multi-millions.
And because they ballooned up everything so they could up the charges on everybody. Because the charges were based on money dollar value.
Well, and that should all be documented as well. It wouldn't be hard to get a hold of those contracts.
And my federal lawyer took that to the courtroom, and she was pretty much told to shut up.
So they did get a hold of it. And besides the attorneys being intimidated in court from the judge herself, Judge Adam Brown,
right.
Besides that, the investigators and anybody else with knowledge and willing to speak were on the ground intimidated by certain entities, and a lot of people have said it was the FBI.
Now, the winning lawyer in the first Bundy trial on October 27th was tased in the courtroom.
I heard that.
I saw that.
He was attacked by the U.S. Marshals by asking a question. He said, "Show me the documents holding my client." And they attacked him brutally and tased him inside the courtroom.
Well,
this is the same courtroom, the same courtroom where I had to spend a bench trial and a jury trial with the same judge.
Wow.
Go ahead and key the next one up, Bob, and we'll just kind of walk through these real quick. Like, they're short clips in this first segment, and I want to get to the one that shows why he was there and what he was doing there in the first place, but. Go ahead and play this one, Bob.
All right.
Okay, on this particular, I do have a little bit of legal background. In that particular case, that is illegal, withholding exculpatory evidence in discovery from the both parties are supposed to have the ability to examine all of that evidence.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons that the Bundy trial has been declared a mistrial with prejudice because of the fact that the prosecutors were withholding evidence.
Or even at minimum, when a prosecutor eventually reveals it, but withholds it for a period of time, so therefore not turning it over in a timely fashion. That,
correct,
too, is a violation.
Absolutely.
And that happened more often than not.
And the judge never ruled anything in the defendant's favor.
She
cued the prosecution into doing the job different from...
Now, this is Judge Katie Brown?
Judge Anna Brown.
Anna Brown, and she is an appointee from Obama.
Clinton. I connected you so much.
So,
like,
we went against the Clinton Foundation in a building dedicated to William Clinton with the judge appointed by William Clinton.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
and I want to let everybody know who's else talking out there, too. The other person in the room was, we had two people in the room, three actually, counting Sally, even she was there as well. But, and Robert was taking the audio. But Sergeant Moe, who's been a reporter on this, was in there answering and asking questions. And then Dwayne's girlfriend was there. And then Robert, we want to thank him for recording it. And then and Sally as well for setting the interview up. So, that's the other voices that you're hearing in there. And, it's becoming more and more apparent that this was rigged. Now, we've heard that term rigged before, but... what hasn't been rigged lately? I mean, that's really what it comes down to when the government's involved in the last 8-10 years, whatever.
Well, even longer than that. That's been going on for a long time. It's just coming to more light in the last 8-10 years and so forth.
Right.
Well, if you look at all the different tentacles of this thing, the different land cases that have gone on out there, the different things that have been passed in Oregon and... You start to dig into these cases and where they touch each other and the people that are involved, just the sheer amount of political nepotism and incest in the Oregon court system and the agencies up there that had to do this around, Judge Ann Aiken and Judge Grassley and all of these different people. It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy against the people of Oregon.
I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah.
Sorry about the cough. I'm still got a little congestion here. But you're right. I mean, and then you got Governor Brown up there, and I'm not talking about the clown Brown downtown here in Sacramento. I'm talking, Moonbeam Brown Shirt Brown. I'm talking about the governor of Oregon, who I keep hearing, reports that she's actually related to Moonbeam. Is the governor of Oregon, and she was saying that these guys were a virus, basically,
It's Senator Ron Wyden, United States Senator Ron Wyden, is documented as speaking to the FBI and demanding an end to the situation at Malheur because, quote unquote, the virus is spreading.
So there's your, here's a bunch of cattle ranchers trying to defend themselves from the federal government.
Meeting together to discuss the Constitution and their rights. That's the virus.
Praying before their meals. And digging holes to keep safe from possible snipers. And this is all documented. Now most of us, we go, yo, really? Come on, this is George Norrie crap.
No, it's not.
But it's not. How scary.
Not even close.
If that doesn't scare the bejeebus out of you, you're a moron. Or you're, in Sacramento.
You have documented statements from federal agents that were involved in the murder of Lavoie Finicum saying that they were ordered not to allow that convoy to enter Grant County because Grant County was a known UN free zone. What does that mean?
Well, again, and that's what this all culminated to, was the fact that one good man was shot to death in an L-shaped ambush up there, trying to get to the sheriff so that he could have some protection from these guys.
Yeah.
So go ahead and play another segment here, Bob. We got about 10 minutes to the top of the hour. And how this guy gets there, I think it's on this one, is interesting because he's not one of the guys that showed up there in the first place.
Now, going back to the trial, the judge excused 450 juror members from my side of the state without anybody present. She stacked the jury pool that only had Portland people, big city people that don't understand ranching, on my jury. And people that hate guns, they were okay to be on my jury too. So, she went systematically, did everything deliberately possible for a conviction in her courtroom.
Basically ruling in favor consistently of the prosecution in order to limit the defense significantly.
Is there any way to appeal this at this point?
I have 2,400 appeals in this case alone. My appeal packet is bigger than anybody's seen in their whole life.
Really? So that's going to go to a higher court then?
Well, I just met my appeal lawyer in Medford, on my way here.
Right.
Ran into him, kind of a freak thing. I didn't know he was in Medford because he was assigned by the court.
So you're just riding down the road?
I was just riding down the road and I get this phone call from him saying, I'm in Medford, I said, well, that's funny. I'm in Medford, too. He goes, well, meet me at the coffee shop. So I rode my horse to the coffee shop.
Wow.
And that's how I met my appeal lawyer, because they were assigned by the court.
So he's a public defender.
And so he goes, I'll get the transcripts probably sometime next year or the year after, and I'll go through the transcripts. He says, your appeal packet is the largest appeal packet he's ever seen, you know, and maybe 2 or 3 years down the road, we could overturn this conviction.
Well, you're only in for a year.
Exactly.
Key up the next one, but you can start to see where this is headed. I mean, is this a ramrod job or what? I mean, is there justice here? Is there, you know?
No.
Yeah. And so you got this guy who, he's a Gulf War veteran, served his country, was in the military 10 years, and now he's branded a terrorist. That's one of the things that they did. They branded them terrorists. Now, how he gets to the refuge is he thinks that there's terrorists there from the news reports. He didn't join these guys. He went there to fight terrorists because in his town, the only radio station there is NPR, and they said there was a bunch of terrorists out at the Malheur Reservation. So he goes out there to find the terrorists.
Wow.
And then he goes up to these guys and finds out they're a bunch of cowboys that are protesting their ranches being stolen. And they invite him in to dinner.
Yeah.
And that's how this guy ends up at this reservation, or this reserve. So go ahead and play that, Bob. And I think that's on this clip, but I'm not positive.
Okay, this clip is 7 minutes long. And
so we're not going to have
time. So we won't make that.
We can get about four minutes of it in before the top.
Well, let's not do that at all. Okay. I think what we do is let's save this clip till next week.
Next week, yeah. Okay.
Let's save it.
But what you just said is an important identifier for people out there listening. These are not militia members. These are not, you know, terrorists. These are not, they're exactly what you said they are. They're cowboys out there protesting the seizure of their livelihood and their property.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because the federal government is coming in, the BLM and the FBI, which, gee, they don't do anything like this, do they? I mean, they just got, withholding evidence down there in the Nevada trial of Bundy, exculpatory evidence that was, you know, which means basically that it would have had an impact on their guilt or innocence in the trial. They're hiding evidence. They're not under discovery rules you're supposed to share with the opposing person, the defendant, the prosecution's supposed to share evidence with the defendant so that they can put together a proper defense.
All evidence.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that the defense can decide what is in their best interest and what is not.
You got Dan Love, who from the BLM is involved in this, who is got fired from.
And is under investigation right now.
Right. And then Larry Wooten, issues as a whistleblower from working inside the BLM and the FBI, is saying that they were criminal. There was criminal, unprofessional acts that were going on. They were, laughing at this stuff. You know, they were taking these guys down and trying to provoke them into a fight.
They made statements to these people like, do you want another Waco? Do you want another Ruby Ridge?
Yeah. So these guys are the ones that need to be charged, because if anybody's a terrorist here, it's the damn federal government.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And once again, where is it in the mainstream media? How much, none of this information is getting out to anybody, really.
They're concentrating on big stories like, oh, gee, there's some kind of a bleep hole country over somewhere that's racism because they're all brown people, wherever that is. And
our media is so far behind, they just now figured out that Honduras, Ecuador, and Haiti are rat holes. Really?
Yeah, I mean,
just figured that out.
Has anybody been to a third world country before? Those places aren't like rat holes, are they?
Hmm.
No, they're absolute beep hole.
Or maybe we can't refer to Haiti.
You could say crap hole.
Okay.
Yeah. Crap hole.
Maybe we can't
refer
to Haiti as a rat hole, because then people start asking questions about things like, where did all the trillions of dollars that flowed into Haiti through the Clinton administration go?
And, gee, it's all about racism, because policy couldn't have anything to do with why these people are poor and these tyrannically overbearing, centralized, government-controlled dictatorships that just happen to keep the people oppressed. I guess just because they're brown, that matters. But what about the Chinese? If you're yellow, then you're... this doesn't happen to white people. That's all it is. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, Ireland? That never happened there with the
It's the only thing they have to play. You know what I mean? That's their only card they have to play to try to keep the people. Yeah, it's crazy.
And there's no,
and they just keep doing the same thing over and over again.
And none of these countries are crap holes, right? Like, I don't know. Hey,
they are.
Yeah. Mexico's a crap hole.
I hate to tell you.
Go down there to Tijuana and drive around sometime for a while. Good grief. But now,
I'm curious what they would define as a rat hole.
Well, Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's a rat hole.
But that's different.
Well, because it's only because you're white and there's black people there.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you say this.
Yeah.
Kind of crap.
Whatever color I am doesn't change the fact that Haiti's a rattle.
Well, stay tuned for the second part of Sovereign Minds. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
For the record, Ipanema is not a rattle.
I'm Michael Herring. Well, there was no immigration deal this past week. They weren't able to work something out, but it's not over. Lawmakers won't quit. Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia.
This deal has got to find symmetry. And so far, the potential is there. We can solve the DACA. We may even be able to solve some of the Dreamer numbers that Senator Durbin wants to talk about. But we have to talk about ending chain migration and securing our borders.
He was a guest on ABC TV's This Week program. President Trump tweeted this morning, quote, "The Dreamer program is probably dead because the Democrats don't really want it. They just want to talk and take desperately needed money away from our military." The death toll from the California mudslides has increased to 20. Today, authorities say another body has been found. A spokesman for Santa Barbara County says four people still remain on the missing list amidst the destruction in coastal Montecito. The nation honors Martin Luther King Jr. tomorrow, just as southern states are banding together to promote civil rights tourism.
14 states, including all of the Deep South, are joining to promote the U.S. Civil Rights Trail. It's a tourism website and campaign that will highlight about 130 sites linked to the modern civil rights movement. The joint effort is being unveiled as part of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend. Individual southern states have used such promotions for years, but Alabama's tourism director says the states have never before joined together in a single effort.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says people should trust government alert systems, and the recent Hawaii blunder was just an unfortunate mistake. Nielsen on Fox News Sunday talking about the emergency alert warning yesterday of an imminent missile strike on Hawaii, which was false. And a magnitude 7.1 earthquake off the coast of Peru today, one person dead. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779. Don't wait. Call now. 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779.
Duke Energy will pay $84,000 in penalties and work to end leaks of potentially toxic waste from three North Carolina coal-burning power plants.
The penalties for leaks detected at pits holding liquefied coal ash at the Rogers, Allen, and Marshall power plants. Coal ash is the residue left after decades of burning coal to generate power. It can contain toxic materials like arsenic and chromium. The Southern Environmental Law Center says the deal commits the country's largest electricity company to stopping the pollution.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Airbus says it is in talks with German prosecutors to end their investigation into alleged irregularities in the sale of combat aircraft to Austria. However, the company describes as, quote, pure speculation, a report last night by a German daily, that Airbus might avoid going to trial by paying a fine of as much as 80 million euros. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The way to a lawmaker's heart might be through cookie diplomacy.
Armed, no doubt, with Thin Mints and Samoas, Girl Scouts from across the state plan to meet with state legislators next month at the Capitol to lobby for Savannah's towering suspension bridge, renamed in honor of Juliet Gordon Lowe, who founded the Girl Scouts in the coastal Georgia city more than a century ago. The Scouts saw an opening last fall when Savannah City Council formally asked state lawmakers during their 2018 session to strip the name of segregationist former Governor Eugene Talmadge from the bridge. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, January the 14th, and a birthday for some notable people, including actress Faye Dunaway. She is 77 years old today. Singer and producer T-Bone Burnett turns 70. Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Maureen Dowd has 66 candles on her cake. Actor Jason Bateman is 49 years old today. Fox News anchorman Shepard Smith, 54. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of a dark black night.
That's pretty good stuff. It's obviously racist off the White Album, as Bob said.
Yes. We could never call it the White Album today.
Which part's racist? The White Album or
the
Blackbirds?
Blackbirds.
Oh, that's a good. You know, that's a really intelligent question. I'm shocked.
At the question, or who said the question? Who asked the question?
How do you drive a liberal crazy?
Is it the Blackbird or the White Album? Very good. Sally posted in the chat room, John Ritzheimer delivered himself to prison in Arizona yesterday. I didn't see that. And then Jerry Loomis was sentenced in 2016 to 7 years and 3 months for prison for conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States and interstate travel in aid of extortion. Wow, these, let's make sure you don't go up, show up, and support your friends at a rally, especially if they're ranchers in Oregon or near a refuge or, you know, a can of beer.
When you exercise your First Amendment, it becomes conspiracy and extortion against the government. There might be a problem.
Yeah. Or they just deny your status and keep you in limbo for 7 years before you went in court with the ACLJ.
Yeah.
No, there's no trends here. You know, this stuff is absolutely off the charts. If it doesn't make you mad, then you're probably living in the wrong country.
Probably a Democrat.
There's that. I mean, the Democrats are the new communists, you know. It's like, that's really the truth.
They don't even really deserve the term Democrat. They're communists.
And then what's wrong with communists? They're for the people. They're for health care. Yeah. Having more stuff, food, food stamps, giving free money out. Everybody should have a standard of living no matter what.
Here, you want to know what's wrong with communism? You could ask some people, but the people that know what's wrong with communism either starved to death or got a bullet in the back of the head.
Well, there is that part. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, we do. We have a caller on the line I think we want to go ahead and take. We have Penny.
Yes, that's correct.
Good morning, Penny.
And Penny.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. You were at the interview, and you had something you wanted to say?
Who are you, Penny?
I was very impressed with this man, but he was discussing the foxhole that he dug. They claimed as trenches.
Uh-huh.
And he was digging, and he hit a TV cable. Now, if you think about that, how did the cable get there if they were not allowed to dig on that part of the land?
Voodoo
that's,
magic.
Yeah, you're not supposed to ask those kinds of questions, Penny.
Somebody had okayed that. Was it BLM? Was it the Native Americans? But it was okay to dig there. And I have taken notes. I'm writing a letter to the president, to the attorney general, and I'm sending it off to Dennis Michael Lynch because I told Duane that I would do that for him. Mm-hmm. But that is a real problem I am having with this.
Well,
it was okay to dig for the cable, for the TV.
Well, I'm sure they'll investigate that, but it'll have to be in a closed session. The findings will be sealed, and we're going to have to issue a gag order on you, Penny, from asking that question.
Well, they may like that. You guys might want it quieter.
We might have to have an investigation done by Elizabeth Warren, which would be the Warren Committee.
Okay. I just wanted to bring that up, food for thought, because it has really been bothering me.
Well, thanks,
it should bother you, and I'm glad that it does, Penny.
I just love his interview. Thanks for doing it. And I will see you guys tomorrow.
Oh, very good.
Alrighty.
All right. Thanks a lot, Penny.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I mean, we have the new Warren Commission, and, you know.
Headed by Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Yeah. That would be faux as an F-A-U.
I get it. I'm not that stupid. You don't have to explain it to me. I mean, holy crap. You know, and then we could have the record sealed for 50 years.
Yeah.
And then find out that it was because they like Dish instead of Direct.
Wow. Okay.
Hey.
Sorry.
And it should.
Yeah, I'm sure Charter has something to do with it.
This should not sit well with anyone.
No, not if you love liberty and you like being free and, you know, and well, I guess if you like being on the government cheese, then maybe this might bother you or not. But what a crazy deal. How crazy does it have to get? You know, I mean, you know, Trump is turning this stuff around, and look at the resistance he's getting up there. I mean, good grief. I mean, I just posted a couple of videos on Sovereign Minds that you should listen to. Highly recommend them. Greg Hunter about the deep state, and he's got a guy on there that worked for the intelligence. Intelligence agencies, Kevin Shipp, and he's saying that the deep state is terrified because Trump's starting to come after these guys. Yeah.
Burn it down.
He's starting to come after these guys. I mean, it's going to get ugly here, and I mean, this could be the storm that they've been talking about. You know, remember in the fall, he was like, oh, yeah, this is the calm before the storm. What are you talking about, Trump? Are you saying that there's some kind of crap hole somewhere in some country? I mean, you'll find out.
You never know where that might be.
Well, I think the most telling was that executive order that he signed about seizing assets and things like that on people
that's
that are involved in
about.
Human trafficking and bribery and conspiracy. I think there's some heads going to roll. And when the list is done, I think it's going to be the most bipartisan thing this country's done in a long time.
Well, that ought to clean the government up quite well, because I'm sure there's a lot of, on that list. You know what I mean? It's going to clean house pretty good if he gets everybody up there.
And these morons in the mainstream media are like, oh, he said a cuss word. No politician has ever said a cuss word before behind closed doors. We need to get this out to the media. Dick.
Durbin.
Mm-hmm. Nice name. Somebody came out with several examples of Obama cussing.
Yeah.
Wasn't it with...
Not to mention some other past presidents as well.
But that's okay, because he was the first black president. It doesn't matter what he said.
The point behind
the whole
thing is you can't say the truth anymore.
No.
The undeniable fact
this
of
is
the matter is they're...
But, you know, it's fun because the morons in the media are like, oh, he said a cuss word. That's much more important. We better get that on the 5 o'clock news, because that's much more important than, the first Uranium One indictment unsealed. Maryland man indicted on 11 counts of bribery and fraud from the Gateway Pundit.
And it begins.
A lot of people don't know that.
Wow, that's...
Finally, it begins.
He said a cuss word. Wow, that's more important than somebody getting indicted and... an indicted against a former co-president of the Maryland-based transportation
company. For doing things that this country used to execute people for.
Yeah, this is like treasonous stuff. Yeah, they executed the Rosenberg. Oh, I guess, you know the Rosenberg. I mean, yeah, you should go to not just prison, but go past
prison. Bye-bye.
Yeah, go past prison. Do not stop it. Go straight for the frickin' gallows.
Yeah, and leave him in the public square.
Yeah. You know, we could even go medieval and the pike on a thing and this, you know.
No, I still believe in no cruel and unusual punishment. Just be done with them.
Yeah. Well, injection. Lethal.
Oh, but needles are scary.
Yeah.
Fire's not.
So's spying and espionage and, you know, selling your country out to foreign governments for money.
Socialism isn't scary, is it?
And destroying good people because they're in the way of your profit margin.
Yeah, but Trump said you're a you're a fargon asshole.
Yeah.
You bastard.
We do have a caller on the line.
My God.
We have Andrew and Bernie on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, gang. Hey, is it true that a contingent of Arizona military police, National Guard, were sent down to Gitmo? Anybody know?
Yes, it is actually true.
Okay. Are they putting in wheelchair ramps?
I'm not too sure about the wheelchair ramps. There might be some ramps up to the platform.
Well, but
I don't know.
Octogenarian criminal corrupt politicians, and I say a trapdoor and a rope. Not nice needles.
I kind of like
not
that.
Not firing squad. I want gallows.
The rope.
Because that's how our founders intended, I believe.
A drawing and quartering would be, you know, medieval English stuff, and I'd be okay with that. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I've been paying attention to the Peter Schiff stuff, and like you recommended Greg Hunter last week. Boy, you made my week happy. I've been sharing that all over, and everybody I speak to is just ecstatic about the idea of the rule of law being brought back into practice.
Well, I think you're going to see more of it this month, because there's a deadline on some of the statute of limitations this month, and Sessions, I think, is actually going to do this stuff. I think
he's being pressured.
I think there's other guys involved, but I think there's a sleeper thing kind of going on here, because Trump's the kind of guy that, you know, says, here, I said a cuss word, while he's over here,
signing several executive orders.
Hey, what did LBJ do? Take meetings while he was in the, restroom? You've heard those stories, have you not?
Well,
now, that's
not
really an asshole. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, some of the transcripts I read from him, he was like, yeah, you know, he was going to get the black vote. I think I used the N-word.
That's right. He did.
Yeah.
It's on tape, gang.
Yeah, and he was a Democrat. Holy moly.
Yeah, you know, well, I can't say that.
Animal Farm. Some animals are more equal than others.
Mm.
And... well, we're going to ship the ship of state is going to be set right, and I'm thrilled.
I am too. I mean, I'm seeing a light at the end of the tunnel.
The only way, though, we cannot just shrug and let bygones be bygones and water under the bridge. The only way this is set right and faith is restored in the system is if these people pay.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And this poor gentleman having to ride his horse down.
Lompoc.
To arms. I'm at the point to arms.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, where he'll be joining two other people that should be home. That's
right.
That's where the Hammonds are.
We're going to have the rest of that interview next week. We kind of wanted to throw it out as a teaser because we have so many other headlines to cover like this. But yeah, this guy's being railroaded. This is a complete travesty. It's a complete miscarriage of justice. This guy should be given a medal instead of a cell. And then they're going to make him pay restitution out of his commissary. They're going to take his money so that he pays back the Indian tribe who didn't care about it in the first place. So that he would have.
Yeah, they didn't care what they were laying cable through there, did they?
As long as they got TV.
Sell the doorstops, you know, the artifacts. You know, make it up that way. Good God.
I think we need to get a GoFundMe started or something on that so that at least the guy, and who knows, he might get pardoned by Trump anyway. You know, when we see the axe fall here in the next few months,
right.
Who
That's
knows
what
what's going to happen.
On.
Yeah, me too. So maybe
we look at the Bundy Ranch. What rare earth minerals were in Nevada there that Harry Reid had his eyes on?
Thorium. Thorium, yeah.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, thorium. And then there's also the fact that he wanted to sell the land that the Bundys were on to the Chinese. That's also one of the rumors.
For that solar project, right? Yeah,
yeah.
That's right, because you have to
There was a Chinese energy company that wanted the land for a solar farm, and it just happened to be that one of the vice presidents of that Chinese firm brokering the deal was Harry Reid's son.
No collusion there. I guess can you collude with the Chinese or it's just not the Russians. I'm not sure if it's the Chinese or the Russians or the Iranians, because we know that if you give $150 billion to the Iranians, that's not collusion. And if you do it by not letting them attack Hezbollah, that's okay. Mm-hmm. But if you the Chinese are all right, so it's only if the Republicans collude, even though they didn't, and it's actually the Democrats that counts, right?
Yeah. Well,
Animal Farm again.
Well, if you look at the things that was going on there, too, and the land that the Chinese wanted to build the solar farm on was actually protected refuge area for the desert tortoise.
that they kept killing.
That they
right?
were out,
they
yeah, they were
down.
Out killing the desert tortoise, so
right.
there was no more desert tortoise, so they could remove the designation. Now you answer me this: if you think it's a coincidence that after all of this fell apart at Bunkerville and billions of dollars in this deal with the Chinese was lost within a very few days, Harry Reid gets slapped up in his house,
and his brother also was, I think, got a whooping too. What's the exercise thing? Come
he
on.
Fell down on the treadmill. Come on, you guys are conspiracy. You guys been watching too much George Norrie.
Huh. Somebody wouldn't be happy.
Maybe he was sucked up by aliens and they worked too well, or who knows.
But... Gentlemen and ladies, thank you for the show. I love it.
All right,
thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, Andrew. Have a great day.
Let's go to a break, Bob, and we'll come back with more tinfoil hat coverage.
And if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Listening to the wind of change.
summer night. Soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change.
Peking Acrobats return to the Cascade Theater to thrill and delight January 31st, pushing the envelope of human possibility. With live musicians, the Peking Acrobats defy gravity with amazing displays of contortion, dexterity, and control. The Peking Acrobats, inspiring fans young and old, January 31st at the Cascade Theater at 7:30 p.m. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The new year is upon us, and it provides us all opportunities for a new beginning. Whether you are a Christian who, for whatever reason, is not currently attending a church, and yet know that there is something missing in your life, or someone who is not a follower of Jesus Christ, yet want to know more about God and why Christians are willing to live and die for their faith. There is a valid and eternal reason, and it's worth the effort to discover. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic volcano breakfast, secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
You say yes, I say no. You say so, and I say go, go, go. Oh no, you say goodbye, and I say hello.
Don't know why you say goodbye, I say hello. Hello, hello.
think the current administration needs to say hello and then goodbye to the former administration.
Goodbye to a lot of people.
I'm telling you. I mean, I'm reading this story right now, posted on Need to Know News from the Daily Mirror. A Saudi princess reveals elites participating in sex and sex slavery with underage girls. Saudi princess Aydin confided to a French newspaper, Le Monde, that the ruling House of Saud secretly engages in sexual slavery in addition to buying or renting children for sex from impoverished areas, i.e. crap holes, in Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Somalia. I'm not sure what that is. Djibouti? I don't know what the hell that is.
Djibouti.
Djibouti? That sounds like something out of the hood. Djibouti, man. Dish out the... Sorry. Nigeria, Romania, and Bulgaria. You know. And then I think red. Let me see. Did you get that posted?
It said it went through. Take a second to
maybe
get
it'll
there.
Take a second to get here. But... let me find it. Maybe it's just on my... Oh, there it is. I'm going to post this on my timeline and share this. This is a picture of a place down in Haiti. And this is, white sandy beaches, are not...
No. It looks to be about knee-deep garbage,
yeah,
trash.
That's not a crap hole.
Torn-down buildings.
We really can't say... Can you say sheets and a hole, Bob, or...
I'll let that one go.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So, it's a sheet hole.
Just call it a toilet. It's a toilet.
You can call it a spit hole if you
want.
Well,
that's kind of like, a laundry bin. You know, that's a sheet hole.
Oh, there you go.
So, you can't, say that, mixed company, can you? A sheet hole?
I'm just going to go with toilet.
Oh, no!
Those countries are toilets.
We suck again!
Oh, boy. Yeah. So I just read this thing and about this human trafficking, and that was a big deal signed by this executive order. And it seems like we're pointing towards the pedophilia rings that seem to be pervasive in some of the higher circles of government over the place. Sex slaves, human trafficking.
Hollywood to Sacramento to D.C. to Saudi Arabia.
Where does it stop?
Yeah. And we've been talking about this for a year or so. Or more. Yeah. And all of a sudden, it's starting to come to the forefront. And I don't know, when I see things like Hillary Clinton, wishing a happy new year to the Church of Satan.
Oh, that was Chelsea.
I mean, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Hillary, Chelsea.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while for what? Since they had a spirit dinner or something? Or,
yeah.
Since they sacrificed a goat.
Yeah, what may be going on with these people? You better hope it was a goat.
Well, that's it. That's it. So just a word to the wise. I think the veil's going to come off here pretty soon, and it's not going to be pretty.
Well, that's people have said, and they've made some very powerful statements that when the things that have been going on in this country comes out, it is going to rock this country to its foundation.
Like the calm before the storm?
Yeah.
That thing?
Well, where's it going to stop once they start peeling the onion back, so to speak? I mean, where's it going to...
Maybe it doesn't.
I don't know.
There's a lot of layers there once it starts, I think.
Maybe at some point you get deep enough in the onion and you just throw the whole onion out.
Yeah. Well,
All right, everyone, gird your loins.
Gird your loins, that's it. Because the real deal is, 5 years ago we were just a bunch of card-carrying, tinfoil hat-wearing, rednecks, hick from
George Dory wannabe.
George Dory wannabes, that's right.
I remember some things in it, and it got me wondering because my kids and wife saw something about the 25th anniversary of Waco coming up and asked what happened there. And it got me thinking, when did you, what's the term they use now, get woke? When did you get woke?
When did you woke up?
Yeah. I remember it for me. It was Ruby Ridge and Waco,
right?
Uh-huh. And I was 25 years ago. I was like 15, 16 years old, watching what was going on, and knew something was wrong just because I knew my constitution. And
through the diatribe and the lies and the things that came out of both Ruby Ridge and Waco, and then you find out the true story behind what was going on. You know, but what first occurred to me, what was wrong, is when you saw those military vehicles at Waco, knowing that the United States military is never to be used domestically against its own citizens.
Right.
Ever.
I think there's a commie Positatus.
Yeah.
I think that's the new one. That's the new one. A commie Positatus.
Yeah, instead of posse comitatus.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the new deal. You know, you don't have a posse comitatus. It's a commie Positatus.
I have no idea whether to bleep that or not.
Well, we'll let it go, huh, Bob?
We'll let it go.
Well, just it went.
There it is. Either that, you know, you can come back and listen to that later if you want on the archives.
This was locker room talk.
No, yeah. It wasn't. It was not.
It was not. That's right. It was actually the truth, which is kind of interesting because that seems to be in short supply in the mainstream media for quite a while.
They get incensed when you tell them the truth.
Yeah.
They get mad.
Yeah, because, you know, you wouldn't want to call any place in Haiti that looks like, you know, a part of the dump out here. Excuse me. You know, you wouldn't want to call that a crap hole or nothing, would you?
Because, it is.
You know, it's going to when they say don't drink the water there,
yeah,
they freaking mean it.
You can't call a spade a spade.
Or a club a club.
Yeah. Or hard. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. I'm probably going to get tanked. In that one. But it just.
Racist.
No. It's true. How can facts be racist?
Well, okay, it's kind of like.
Because it depends on who's saying them.
No, it does not.
According to them, it does. It makes the difference.
It's kind of like Twitter. You know, Twitter is now willing to give private messages to the DOJ without warrants on Trump. They're also willing, if you go to the new hidden camera videos that have been put together by James O'Keefe, I'll post this one on Sovereign Minds as well, if I haven't already. And that does show that they're trying to eliminate any discussion of anything than anything that contradicts the narrative of the mainstream thought shapers.
Mm-hmm.
So that you are walking around going, oh, everything's cool, we're in recovery, and, you know, Obama was a nice guy, he didn't do anything wrong, and Hillary Clinton, she's just misunderstood.
I think we understand it pretty well. That's the problem with her.
Hmm.
Yeah, for us that know the truth, we don't. Just, we understand her quite well.
I mean, while we're talking about things in the past, that'll wake you up. I'm not going to say too much, but go back and take a real good look at Oklahoma City and some of the things that happened and some of the things that came out after that incident that were never advertised or broadcast by the mainstream media. But go back and look at Oklahoma City, and it should terrify you.
Isn't
that was 1994, for those of you who are not familiar with it.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
and most of those things, shouldn't people go back and look at all of those types of things
yes.
and start doing some investigating
I don't know.
On different things
some
so they can
crazy
get their,
things like birth certificates and
yeah,
things like
you
that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just...
Funny things.
Yeah.
And now,
it doesn't stop there.
It looks like the Cartoon Network might be in on it. We've got Teen Titans.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, you know, introducing the Illuminati theory to our kids on the Cartoon Network. You can't make this up. But it's just all conspiracy theory, and we're tinfoil hats, and why would they ever want to do that? No, it's just a cartoon. Who cares?
You can't handle the truth.
Exactly.
So that's something.
And that surprises people? Yeah. With everything else that's going on, and that surprises people that mm-hmm. have children, that they're plugging into everything.
Is it any more surprising than the kids that are running around smoking Tide Pods?
What's a Tide Pod?
Detergent.
No, I thought they were just eating them.
Oh, no, they're smoking them now, too.
And they're smoking the Tide Pods, too.
Yeah, and everybody's in a big panic. Oh, we've got to stop this. No, we don't. Let them smoke it. Get them little out of the gene pool. Bye. Do not breed.
I mean... maybe they shouldn't be breeding, because if you're so stupid that you're going to eat a frickin' deal out of the laundry detergent thing, and I don't even, what do they call it again?
pods.
Tide pods.
Tide pods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what age we're talking about. Are we talking about the
teenagers.
Little...
Okay.
Teenagers.
You're talking about the, like, the packets of detergent that you drop in your laundry.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
That's got to be good for you.
If by the time you hit high school, you can't figure out not to eat or smoke laundry detergent.
That's why I was asking the age.
We do not need your genetic contribution to the human race.
Well, maybe we didn't need your parents either. Parents need to be looked at with that gene pool thing. Yeah.
It gives a whole new meaning to, I will wash your mouth out with soap, boy.
You can't be doing that these days.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Eat these, chew this. You got what?
I used to hate that. That was the worst.
Oh,
the
stuff in the mouth. I've had it happen once. One time when I don't know, like 5 or 6. And
you were older than that because I remember.
You remember that,
soap.
Too.
I remember you getting
soap.
Could
have been much older than that, 5, 6, 7.
It happened to me enough. I could tell you the difference in flavors of soap.
Oh, whether it was dumb or what it was.
I remember it was either Life.
Irish Spring?
No, it was Life Boy or Safeguard.
Oh, the worst was Irish Spring.
I haven't tried that.
It's horrible.
Hey, top of the morning to you.
You know it's worse than that?
You need a little freshening up there, boy?
Yeah. Dove wasn't too bad.
Sounds like you're a connoisseur.
Have you checked out the Tide Pod?
Changed my name to Ralphie.
That's right. Let's see. The green's a little bit, harsh with a touch of oak cask in it.
Yeah.
And then, the other one has a little flowery scent, but it gets bitter after.
Whatever they put in that perfume smell for Irish Spring just tastes horrible.
Well, all I remember is what my mom did was she put the bar of soap in there, and then she made you clamp down on it. You know, not just clamp down on it, but then rub it back and forth so there's a soapy buildup on the inside of your teeth.
Oh, you get like the layers?
Yeah, it's like a wood planer.
Yeah.
Only you're the plane. And the soap's building up in your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let's go to a break.
I just use liquid soap on my boys. That dish soap. Oh,
I bet
that
cleans them right out.
Yeah, you betcha.
Hey, look, he's blowing bubbles.
See, my problem was is they always told me, well, you just don't learn, do you, boy? I learn. I just don't care.
And with that, we'll go to a break. You want to call in? The number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State.
This is a good song right here for Red. This is what his mom said to him, you know, while she was putting the soap in his mouth. Hold your head up, boy.
Ugh, gross. I don't know. I'll have to ask my son how the liquid hand soap is. Never did try that one.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Man from Earth. Be there as a retirement party for a far too young professor leads to more questions than answers for a group of friends wishing farewell. Is he immortal or is he an imposter? Only he knows for sure. Written by Jerome Bixby, directed by Daryl Alvey and Spencer Deardorff. Running January 20th through February 10th. Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Only at Riverfront Playhouse. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, we're back in the USSA. Good grief. You know, I'm looking at the headline here. Congratulations, U.S. liberal media mainstream. You are now considered more biased than Pravda. Posted yesterday. And that is a study. I mean, this is a Pew Research poll.
Oh, they obviously colluded with Russia.
Oh, there's collusion going on. Anybody with a name like Pew, you know, there's got to be something wrong.
Before we get to the end of the show, I did promise I would make an announcement for Frank Rose.
Oh, go ahead.
They didn't leave all the information, but about the crab feed that Sons of Italy put on, and it's Friday and Saturday. I know that Saturday is sold out, but they're still looking to sell tickets for Friday night's crab feed, and that's on the 20th, January 20th, this coming Friday. So if you're interested or for tickets, give Frank a call at 247-3844, and that is at the Lodge. And let me see. I know earlier they had a problem bringing up the address.
It's 4850 Cedars Road.
Thank you, Bob.
In Reading.
So,
what a guy.
Yeah, I want to get it out there for him. So there you go, Mr. Rose.
Well, we got 10 minutes of creepy headlines.
Here's one that just came out. Retired BLM officials make statement that BLM made serious mistakes with show of force at Nevada standoff.
No.
No. Really?
Yeah, really?
Oh. I got one for you. John Podesta, Hillary's creepy campaign manager, now in the middle of an Obama illegal spying on Trump and phony dossier problem. So evidently, this whole thing has now been connected back to, dun-da-da, John Podesta, creepy pedophile.
Clinton
kind of guy. Wow. The hits just keep coming.
How come it keeps going back to that same name? Everything kind of, you know what I mean? Let's make it a full circle. Here we go.
Yeah, John and Tony Podesta.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here. Moving right along. Just go Google their art collection and you want to see something.
Take that for data.
That's right. We got the data. So shut your... Just talking about Shaft. Never mind.
Actually, these are pretty powerful statements. And these are from high-level managers that have retired from BLM, one with over 30 years of service, that's stating that BLM's law enforcement powers should be removed.
And they're still alive? I mean, they haven't got robbed or anything lately, have they?
Yeah.
Well, I got to say this one because it fits right into our sheets and, you know, the sheet hole. Once again, Trump nailed it. Port-au-Prince, Haiti, a city of a million, but still without a sewer system. So when they say it's a crap hole,
it's a crap hole.
It is a crap hole. They don't even have a sewer system with a million people.
Again.
Go look at the photos. Oh, let's import people from that place. No, yeah. We should send people in to help them, except not the Clintons because they'll just rip them off. Good grief. I mean,
they certainly won't give them a sewer system.
You just can't make this crap up. There's too much of it. Now you got the I mean, I'm speechless. I mean, it's like now they're trying to blame Trump for the Hawaiian incident on the nuclear thing. The liberals are trying to blame Trump.
The emergency alert.
Yeah, that's Trump's fault.
Where logic goes out the window. How exactly is that Trump's fault?
Well, you know, that's the old thing. If it's something that you're doing wrong, blame the other guy. Make him be responsible.
They said somebody, quote, pushed the wrong button.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it wasn't Trump.
I guess there's just a button that says, hey, there's an incoming nuclear warhead. Hit the sewers. I don't know what button that is. Maybe that's the panic button that Hillary was showing to the Russians that one time. I don't know.
The reset button.
That was the reset. I'm sorry. That was the reset button. Wayne,
now the libs are pushing the panic button over Russia.
Well, I think the libs are going to be pushing more than the button. Let's just hope it's not the button to the electric chair. Well, or maybe we could hope.
Well, we could. For each other? Mm. If they were doing it for each other?
Yeah, according to Greg Hunter and the guy that he interviewed, he's saying that the deep state's running pretty scared now because they didn't quite expect Trump to come back this hard to sort of start going after people in such a way that they might actually end up prison or worse. Wow.
They have to. It's not optional. If these people do not pay for the crimes and the harm that they have done to the citizens of this country, there is no faith in the system anymore.
Yeah.
None.
I agree.
That's for sure.
I like this Wayne Allyn Root story. We need to start calling Trump the Barbarian. Instead of Conan, we've got Trump the Barbarian.
How do you like me now?
We're getting too good at this, Bob. It's like getting scary.
Yeah. You should find that clip, Bob, from Conan, where the guy asks Conan, what's best in life?
I don't remember that one.
The guy, they're sitting around the table. It's early on in the movie, and the guy goes, what is best in life? And one guy goes, a fleet horse and a falcon at your wrist and the wind in your hair. The guy goes, no! He goes, Conan, what is best in life? Conan stands up and goes, to crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentations of their women.
you have to say that in a good Schwarzenegger accent, yeah. Though. Yeah, you'll crush them like little grapes.
Anyway. But if you watch all of the stuff that Trump has been doing for the last year, it's to a process. It is a step-by-step process of dismantling what needs to be dismantled. And he's been preparing the battlefield for this. He's been seating the courts. He's been passing certain executive orders. And he throws bait out there to see what snaps at it, and he figures out where the problems are. He's drawn his enemies out of hiding.
In the meantime, he drops a word like, I don't know, crap hole. And they run off like a bunch of children. He said crumple.
Back to the Hawaii's emergency thing.
Yep.
And there's a thing on Facebook that says, if you think Hawaii's emergency management system is bad, you should see their birth certificate system. There you go.
Touché!
And skewered.
Well, they wouldn't lie about his birth certificate. They don't even. Nobody ever seen a long arm. Investigation after investigation that said that it was a forgery. But you're just a nutcase, tinfoil hat wearing.
That can never happen.
Two independent forensic laboratories that did not know about each other from Europe come to the same conclusion. It's a fraud.
Evidently, Sally says that was Rex Tillerson's tweet.
Yeah. It was.
Nice. Oh, but they're not together, and it's disarray, and they all hate each other, and it's just a big mess because it's the Trump administration, and he said a nasty word. Good God, these people need to grow up. Mm. Now we've got Chelsea Manning running for Senate in Maryland. You know, the one
Brilliant!
That kind of crossed the Rubicon onto, you know... Maybe cross the
problems?
Bay Bridge from Oakland to San Francisco. I don't know. Huh. Turned into Chelsea. What was his name before?
Bradley Manning.
Bradley went when he was crossing the Bay Bridge and he hit Treasure Island. As soon as he started on the other span, he turned into Chelsea. It's magic.
And he's going to run for the U.S. Senate in Maryland.
Under what qualifications?
That he's a traitor to the United States government?
Because he's good enough, and he's smart enough, and doggone it, people just like him.
Of course.
Maybe he planned on running for Congress all along, and he did what he did to make sure that he didn't get touched.
Or maybe he did it to get touched.
Maybe.
It's she.
Yeah. God. I mean, what a target-rich environment. This is almost fun.
It is.
You know,
because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough.
Yeah, later,
Al. Doggone it, people like me.
No, they really don't. They think you're a piece of crap.
He wasn't even
really garbage.
Funny.
Yeah, you know. Hmm. Here's another breaking news: DOJ turns over 1.2 million documents related to the 2016 election to the House Intel Committee. But Trump said a bad word. He should have his potty mouth washed out. Maybe you guys are going to get more than your potty mouths washed out here pretty soon.
It's looking like
prison talk stuff.
An update on the Bundy story. It looks like two congressmen are going to push for a federal investigation.
Nice.
Not another investigation.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I want someone to feel the cuffs tighten up on their wrists. I want someone to be shackled and dragged.
That's too nice.
Well, you know, if you're dragged behind maybe we should go back to like the Ben Hur days. You know, you get to shackle them and then you tie them to the back of the chair, Robert.
Well, there is that.
You know,
well.
Brenner and
I'm okay with Ten simply removing their citizenship and then deporting them. About 11 miles offshore.
And where are you deporting them to?
To some crap hole.
11 miles offshore and just drop them out in the ocean. Here
there are no crap holes unless it's in a brown skin country. No, we can find a white one. Let's find a white crap hole somewhere.
Detroit?
They're still kind of black there, I think, mostly. Mm-hmm. Bulgaria, I don't know, Romania, someplace. I'm sure there is. I'm someplace. I bet there's a
Southern California.
I bet there's a crap hole out in Siberia someplace.
Probably.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's a white crap hole in the winter.
I heard Greece ain't that great right now.
Yeah, Greece has kind of got greased.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of turning into a crap hole. I think a beautiful crap hole. You know, but financially,
I'm not sure how you have a beautiful crap hole, but okay.
Well, depends on your point of view.
I'll leave that one alone.
Oh boy, yeah. We've done it again. Keep your heart pure and your thoughts clear. Don't expect God to cover for you. You got to step up. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. A company?
Company?
Shut up.
Company.
Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. Is not force. It is force. And force like fire is dangerous. Servant and a fearful.